On this edition of Oski Talk, we talk about the Big Ten schedule released and how the Illini stack up against the other teams in the Big Ten, and we make our predictions for the Illini's record this season, as well as hearing from a couple of players and their opinion on the season starting in less than a month. Let's go.
This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazzone, and we are back week by week basis. Pat, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's nice to be back, and we'll be in full swing once again now that we got some news going, some football coming up. We'll be able to kind of preview a lot of the upcoming games and, of course, some of the positions. So make sure you stay tuned the next couple of weeks. We'll have some good shows for you.
Absolutely. And with that said, let's get right into the front page. First on our front page is the Big Ten announcing the schedules of all 14 teams for this interesting season. It's going to be only conference play. The Illini open up against Wisconsin, a team that they had some good success with a year ago.
Yeah, I think if we're, you know, when we all saw the schedule, we had a little bit of a sigh of relief because it wasn't Ohio State to start off, but not anything, you know, less difficult. Wisconsin right up there with Ohio State this year, and they're ranked number 19. Ohio State obviously number 6, but still going to be a challenge at Camp Randall for the Illini. The nice thing is, though, there won't be fans in the stadium, so that advantage will be taken away. No jumping around in Madison, which will be nice, a nice break from the madness that happens there. And then, you know, the rest of the schedule is pretty easy. Like I said, the fact that there's not going to be fans there definitely help the Illini a little bit handle places like Lincoln, Nebraska, and Northwestern as well. But definitely Camp Randall being away with no fans is certainly a plus for the Illini.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Like you said, we dodged the bullet from Ohio State right away, but we are still going to run into them on the schedule. We'll get into that in a little bit. No bye weeks through this 8-week season, I believe, and that's going to be a little bit of a challenge too. It's really going to be a grind for these players, but with a extended off season, I don't think it'll be too big of a deal.
No, I don't think so either. 8 games in a row is something that you could face in a year, so I'm not too worried about it. These players are going to be ready to go. Lovie Smith's going to get them ready, and I know we have some quotes from players later in the show in our new segment where we'll talk a little bit about that too. But yeah, I'm no bye week. I think if you have the nine games season, you do have the bye week. You probably have everyone off sometime in mid-October, but just the way that it ended up with this kind of late decision, bye week doesn't really make sense with just 8 games. Players can get through that, and like we said, a lot of these players are going to hopefully be playing in the NFL. So they, you know, they're going to have to get ready for this kind of wear and tear when they hit that level.
Agreed. Yeah, and so before we get into it on a game-by-game basis, I just want to ask you generally, what are your expectations for this team? They went to a bowl game last year. Is it bowl or bust for this team? What are you looking for from Illinois in this 2020 season?
Yeah, I think a very successful season is a 5-3 season this year. Good is 4-4. Bad is 3-5. In none of those realities do I see Lovie Smith losing his job. I don't think you can fire Lovie on a COVID year, mostly with all the work that we've done. It's not really worth rebuilding during COVID as well, so you might as well keep him. It's funny how we all thought that contract extension didn't make any sense, but now that we are fully into 2020, Josh Whitman looks like a little bit of a genius extending him, because you can't fire Lovie Smith this year at the end of the day. And I hope that we're going to see a 5-3 season. I really do think we'll get to a 5-3 season. But if we don't get that, I still think that, Lovie will be around.
Yeah, and so I think I agree with you there. I expect an above 500 season. I think 5-3 is probably the mark we're going to be looking at. Typically, a 6-win season is what you get to clinch a bowl. And there is a week scheduled for, you know, playoff football. Would that be 4 wins this season would get you into a bowl game if you're a Big Ten team, or you think that's just going to be all up in the air?
Yeah, I think a 3-5 team probably makes a bowl game because you don't have to have a minimal record this year to be in a bowl game. So I imagine they'll try and get some of these bigger schools, especially with like the MAC not playing this year. I think a 3-win Big Ten team will probably go to a bowl game anyways. You know, those games are all about money, right? So at the end of the day, they're going to try and make as much money as they possibly can. And I think the NCAA will end up putting the Illini in a bowl game regardless of how many wins. But I think the minimum this year will probably be 3 wins.
All right. Well, let's see what we have our Illini doing this season. We'll start with the opener against Wisconsin at Wisconsin on October 24th, less than a month away now. Who you taking and why?
I think this is one of the more winnable games, actually, in Wisconsin against a team that is familiar to the team last year. Illini know how to deal with that offense, the one back, and play well against a quarterback that can't really stretch the field vertically, and Jack Cohn. So look, I think as long as the front line of this defensive line, which is fairly new, we'll have some new faces in and out. As long as they can keep pressure on, trying to stop the run game again, and linebackers can play up as well, I think Wisconsin's. The way Wisconsin plays very well into Illinois' defense. It really always has. Even back in 2017 when we were getting blown, not really blown out, but beat pretty well by Wisconsin. It never really looked that impressive, those Wisconsin wins. Illinois seemed to be hanging in there a little bit. I will count it as a loss, but if there's one game that will be the upset for this year, it'll be this one. I think this game's also, in terms of wins, I think you'll either see a win against Wisconsin or Minnesota. So this first one, I'm going to say an L for now, but certainly a winnable one.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. I like Illinois winning this game, though, for all the reasons that you said. I think they match up really well. They have a less talented offense than they did a year ago because Jonathan Taylor's taking carries and touchdowns for the Indianapolis Colts and not the Wisconsin Badgers. So I think that's obviously a huge factor for Illinois. They let Brandon Peters go towards the end of that game. They're going to want to do that more this time around, but I like the way they match up. I think Illinois starts off 1-0. We move on to the second game of the season, Purdue at Illinois. I think this is another one Illinois grabs.
Yeah, this is one I do think that Illinois is going to grab, but it's going to be very close with Rondale Moore going to be playing the season against Purdue. Jake Plummer coming back and probably having a fairly good season this year. He's projected to be one of the better quarterbacks in the Big Ten up there with Brandon Peters. That Plummer to Moore combination is going to be real, 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 real tough to beat. That being said, I think the Illini squeaked this one out much closer than we want. High scoring game, probably in the 40s, but Illinois offense able to outscore Purdue.
Yeah, I think so too. It's going to be a game fought in the trenches, kind of like the game against Purdue last season. But I like Illinois' chances, so I've got Illinois 2-0. You've got them 1-1 heading into a big game November 7th at home against Minnesota. Minnesota had a really strong season last year. I expect a solid season out of them again. I think this is Illinois' first loss of the season.
Minnesota returns Tanner Morgan, who will probably have as good of a season, if not probably a little bit worse. He was on fire last year. I can't really see him doing quite as well as he did last year. You know, Minnesota returns a lot of guys, but at the end of the day, I think a lot of their success last year was a little bit lucky and just good play calling there. So I think Minnesota's a little bit more of a winnable game this year than it was last year. I'm going to give the Illini a win in this one, but I think this, like I said, is very interchangeable between Minnesota and Wisconsin. I think you'll win one of those games and lose the other.
2-1 for both of us through 3 weeks. Week 4 is a favorable matchup in my opinion for Illinois, although it is on the road. I've got Illinois beating Rutgers to improve to 3-1 on the season.
Yeah, I think whenever you see Rutgers on the schedule, you immediately call it a win. History tells us that, you know, Rutgers is just not that good. It's almost shocking that they're in the Big Ten, but let's not forget Greg Schiano is back at Rutgers, and he's going to be bringing a little bit more prowess to New Jersey. So maybe not so much of an automatic win in the future, but I think this year, his first year there is going to be a win. So count that one as a win.
All righty. Moving on in the schedule, another road game. It's going to be Nebraska hosting Illinois on November 21st. So there's usually one game on the schedule that Illinois should win and doesn't. I think this is going to be that game. I've got them losing to Nebraska, much like they did this past season. Going to be a really close game. A lot of offense early, maybe even a lead, but won't be able to complete the comeback or sustain the lead. One of those two. I've got Illinois dropping a tough one to Nebraska.
Yeah, I think Scott Frost can't lose to Illinois in this season. I believe it's his third season there at Nebraska. He can't lose these games anymore. Nebraska's getting really tired of it, and I know Nebraska thinks of themselves as some high and mighty college football powerhouse, but at the end of the day, you know, the last decade has truly shown that Nebraska isn't that. Scott Frost is trying to bring that back. They're going to have to be a little bit more patient with him, but I do think this is one of the games that he wins and really forces his team to play well. Adrian Martinez, obviously back at quarterback for Nebraska. We saw a lot of him last year. That was one of the most frustrating football games I think mm-hmm. I've ever watched, and unfortunately watched it in person. It just felt so back and forth, and the Illini defense couldn't get a stop. We'll see what Lovie Smith can do this time, but against a really good spread offense like Nebraska brings with a mobile quarterback that can run the spread offense very well in Adrian Martinez, it's always going to be tough for Lovie Smith and Illinois to do something. And when Lovie doesn't like to change his defense around certain offenses, he leaves himself up to losing big games, losing games against offenses that are brand new in this decade that he's never truly seen either in the NFL or in his college days. So I got to say, I think this is a win for Nebraska. I really don't see Illinois winning this one.
I'm surprised you agreed with me there, but you know, you mentioned they couldn't get a stop last year. The only thing that kept them in the game was four forced fumbles against Nebraska. Otherwise, they did nothing to stop that offense. I kind of expect more of the same this go around. Another marquee matchup on the schedule, Ohio State coming to Champaign to take on Illinois. I think this is going to be the upset of the year. I've got Illinois beating Ohio State on November 28th in Champaign. No fans will be there to see it, but it'll be one heck of an upset.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in Champaign, alumni or students or people who live here in Champaign, know that Champaign winters are no fun. They are very windy, cold, bitter. I think that gives Illini a little bit of an advantage in this game. I'll be quite honest. You're going to see a lot of running game in this one. Justin Fields will probably move the ball east and west and probably not be throwing it quite as much. But it's going to be a ground-and-pound game down the stretch these last three games. Obviously, I don't think Illinois is going to win this one, but it'll be a low-scoring game. Illinois probably won't really be in it, but it won't be a blowout.
So you've got Ohio State winning that one?
Yeah, so I believe at this point I'm
3-3.
Other way around. I'm 3-3.
You're 3-3. I'm 4-2 heading into a contest against Iowa at Champaign. I think Iowa is one of the teams Illinois really struggles with in their history of recency football against obviously the big blowout. But last year, I mean, they played them tough but just didn't have enough. I think this is a game Illinois loses, especially coming off the high of beating Ohio State in my hypothetical. So heading into the Northwestern game, I've got Illinois at 4-3 heading into the game against Northwestern to end the season, the quote-unquote rivalry week. I can never say that, rivalry week, December 12th, but go ahead with your pick against Iowa.
You have to win this game. Like, this is such an absolute win for Lovie Smith. Talking to some friends today about it. Lovie Smith has never beaten Iowa. Iowa is a perennial football powerhouse, and this is their off year, and this is our on year. If you lose to Iowa this year, it is so demoralizing for the next 3 years, because this is, I mean, in terms of talent, this is the best talent Illinois has had in 6, 7 years, 8 years, right? And Iowa, on the other end of that, losing their quarterback, losing some talent, going through a bad summer. Like, you can't lose to Iowa this year. Like, this is the must-win for Lovie Smith in my eyes. This is the one that you have to circle on your calendar, and it has to be a dub. You got the cross the Mississippi rival at home with hopefully a couple fans in the stadium. Hopefully you can pack a couple students in it after losing 63-0 to them, after losing that awful game to them last year where it seemed like we were going to win one in Iowa City. They come to Champaign. It just seems like an absolute must win for Illinois. The offense is good enough this year. The defense is good enough this year. If Illinois loses this game, I will have lost a lot of confidence in Lovie Smith.
All right. Well,
I'm putting all the cards Illinois on this game.
All righty. I think if Illinois does not beat Ohio State, I think they will win against Iowa. But I think they're losing one of those games, kind of like you with the Minnesota-Wisconsin. But somehow we got to the same place, 4-3 heading into the final weekend against Northwestern in Evanston. I think this is also a must win for Illinois. You don't want to be 4-4. That'd still be a respectable number, but 5-3 looks so much better, and you can solidify yourself as one of the top teams in the Big Ten. I think you need a big win over your rival Northwestern on December 12th.
Yeah, I could see the Illini dropping this, especially if they win against Iowa. It is just too Illinois to lose that game.
I could see it too.
I hate saying that, and there's really no fact or statistics to back that, but I just know Illinois going to Evanston after winning a big game is really tough. But look, I mean, the big problem last year was, we couldn't move the ball. We couldn't play any offense.
Yeah.
And I imagine,
and that's the name of the game.
Yeah. And I imagine Hunter Johnson will be starting this year for the Wildcats. Clemson transfer there. He's a good quarterback. Had a bad season last year, got off to a bad start, but I really do think that he'll come back and probably tear it up a little bit in the Big Ten, and impress some folks. But yeah, I don't know, man. This one's a toss up for me. I felt like we'd win this one just because last year we were just so bad defensively. We couldn't stop the run. This year I have a little bit more faith in the defense. Lovie Smith knows what he's doing. Players have seen this program. We have two safeties that hopefully can bring a little bit punch in the blitz and cover the middle of the field. So I do think Illini win this game, but this one's as much as a toss-up as the Minnesota and Wisconsin game are.
All righty, so 5-3 for both me and Patrick. It might be a different road to get there according to the two of us, but nonetheless, a winning season for Illinois, which would also mean a second consecutive bowl appearance. Nothing to complain about after a season like that if it ends up being that way.
Absolutely not.
And we are going to move right along. You mentioned two safeties that pack a punch. We're going to hear from them in a little bit in our newest segment called Say What?
Yeah, new segment. We got a couple of quips. We have a couple of clips for you. So let's go kick it off. Anthony, who we got first?
First of all, we've got two quotes from Tony Adams. We'll get right into the first one right now.
I love it. I think it speaks a lot about the players here. Our love for each other, because it is a global pandemic going on right now. And players are scared, and they could have opted out, but the love we have for each other made everybody want to play. So we back at it again. You gotta love to see it.
Yeah, you know, I think this kind of shows not only how good of a team player Tony is, but also how aware the team is about the cards that were on the table going into the season. A lot of these guys have NFL aspirations, and a lot of them decided, you know what, no, we're going to come back, we're going to grind this out together during a pandemic, not an easy way to play football, but we're going to do it, we're going to be a family while we're doing it, and we're going to be successful while doing it.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad that Tony Adams, you know, pointed that out and made his statement clear. And it's nice that players are going to be able to finish their senior season. This is a group that was recruited by Lovie Smith. let's not forget, and was recruited in the vision that Illinois would be a winning program, and hopefully they finish this year after a 6-7 year, which you could say was a winning year, but ended up with a losing record, that this year they end up with that winning record, whether it means a 5-4 year with a bowl game win, or a 5-3 year with just some really solid Big Ten wins that you feel good about. And that's why I really hope that one of the, either that Ohio State game, Minnesota game, or Wisconsin game is a win, or even that Nebraska game, just something really big for these seniors to feel proud about. I know they had the Wisconsin game last year, but in their season, senior season, it'd be nice to see them, you know, put together another upset.
Yeah, absolutely. I am with you 100%. But this next quote from Tony that we'll show you right now talks about how the team has some challenges about getting ready. You know, you're on and off with the delays, with the pandemic, with everything that goes into it. And now they're practicing with a purpose, with not a lot of time to get ready for a game. Let's hear what Tony had to say.
An issue, no, I feel like it's something you have to realize, and it's something that needs to be addressed at practice. So I think we need to ramp up our intensity at practice, not by the coaches, because they do a great job of setting up the frame and structure of practice, but by the players, knowing that you need to go a little bit harder than you'll usually go just to get yourself ready.
Thanks.
Yeah, Tony's got a point here. I didn't really understood this question, and it's why I threw it in when I was going through this this press conference. Was it seems like they're gonna be ready. They have training camp still. They're not hitting each other with pads yet, but they will be, and they'll be hitting each other for pads for 2 weeks. So I really don't see the problem here with you know going into week one prepared, especially against Wisconsin. I don't think it's like the NFL in any way. The NFL had their training camp, but it's not like college football plays like preseason games. You know what I mean? There's the spring ball game, but that's pretty much it. So these guys are going to be ready. The you know starters will play against starters. Second string will play against the second string. They'll mix those two up. They'll be ready by the time they enter camp, Randall.
Yeah, I agree with you there, and I agree with Tony's perspective as well. Our third quote is from the other safety that is expected to have a big year, one of the twin Brown brothers, Sidney Brown.
Yeah, no, camping those first 4 days, we were looking really good. Guys bringing energy to practice every day. And we were all excited to start playing against the offense because there's a period of time there where we couldn't really compete against each other just because of guidelines that were in place. But now I feel like we've advanced past where we were back there in August. So, yeah, man, I'm really just looking forward to putting on the pads and, you know, getting ready for the season fully.
And I think Sidney kind of hit the nail on the head here with, you know, the road that this team has taken. You know, you get a strong training camp, you're preparing for who you thought was going to be Ohio State to open the year, and then you hit the pause button, and now you start again, you're practicing with a purpose, you're practicing for a team. Now it's Wisconsin, two top contenders. And just talking about how you're going to have to get prepared and be ready for that first call. And, you know, I like their attitude about it all.
Yeah, Sidney had some good points there. I think coming into camp, obviously, you go to those 4 days of camp and then it gets all shut down. You know, that is what it is. That happens. But now coming up with you know, the season coming up and getting ready for training camp and doing training camp, you know, you start the grind a little bit more, and I think, you know, Lovie Smith is going to get these guys ready by the time they play. Like we said with Tony Adams, it just seemed like people were questioning whether they'll be ready or not, but I feel like they have enough time. I mean, they've been studying the playbook. They've still been, weightlifting in this time, so what's really changed? Just maybe 1 or 2 weeks without practice. I think they'll get, you know, enough practices in, at least 12 to, in full pads at least, to be ready for the season.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm excited. I think the team will be ready, however you look at it, whether it's, you know, there is going to be less practices leading up to it. They aren't hitting yet. There's all these different protocols in place. But the fact of the matter is football is back and Illinois will be playing in less than a month. Those words sound great to say.
Absolutely.
And before we let you all go here on Oski Talk, we'd like to finish off with our another one of our favorite segments, Illini of the Week. Pat, who do we have?
Our Illini of the Week is Myers Leonard. He and the Heat will be going to the finals this year, and hopefully the Heat pull this one out. Although, I don't know about you, Anthony, I'd rather see Miami win it this year than the Lakers, which is weird because I feel like typically it'd be the Lakers, but I like this Heat team.
I like the Heat team because of Myers Leonard. I think it'd be awesome to have an orange and blue representative take home a title. Part of me wants the Lakers just because in the year that Kobe died, I think winning a championship would be awesome for that city and for that franchise and for LeBron's legacy. But it is really hard to root against an orange and blue, especially a guy like Myers Leonard. Great guy to represent Illinois in the finals, and let's see if he could get it done.
Yeah, I'm all for Heat this year, so go Heat. I don't know what their cheer is.
Yeah, go Illini. Go Illini. And go Heat is what we'll say here. Thank you all for listening to this edition of Oski Talk. Once again, we will be back with you every week, so we'll talk to you all next Monday. But for now, ILL.
INI.